Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 30 of HER, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, and her life. Oh boy, today we're talking about what? Menopause confidential? What's confidential about menopause? You're going to learn in just a moment. But first, I want you to know that this episode of HER is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized just for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder, please hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate this podcast and review us as well. I read these things. Love to. Want to hear from you. Okay? Great. All right, it's time for HER.
HER. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about HER.
We're going to be talking about all things menopause with a twist. And our expert is Dr. Tara Allman. She is a board-certified gynecologist in New York City, and she's a certified menopause practitioner and author of the new book, Menopause Confidential, A Doctor Reveals the Secrets to Thriving Through Midlife. Sounds like Mission Impossible to me. Thriving through midlife? What are you, crazy or something? Of course you can. Of course you can. And we're going to be talking about this. So, Tara, welcome to the HER podcast. We can't wait to hear about this. This is so great. What got you into writing this book in the first place?
Well, I'm excited to be here. And what got me into writing this book in the first place is that I was just about to turn 50, and I was invited to write a book on midlife women's health, having never written a book or much more than a letter in my whole life. You know what I said? I said, okay. So that's basically how it all got started. I sat down at my kitchen counter, and I decided to write everything that I say to my own patients, and out came Menopause Confidential. 9 months later.
Well, I know, seriously, it's sort of like one of those gestational things. Yeah. Been there, done that. And oh my gosh, and I just love the chapter titles because they really say it all. And I've been diving into this thing in a majorly way. And, you know, it's interesting. You go through a lot of issues that we've, you know, that have obviously been rehashed and hashed and rehashed again by so many books and people out there. The whole issue of, you know, hot flashes and, you know, my husband thinks I'm crazy and all the rest of it. But it's, you know, you do it with a nice twist. There seems to be, it's almost as though a woman reading this book has you right there in her living room, sharing some coffee and saying, girlfriend, sit down. Let's just look at this. Let's look at the 50 shades of gray, your hair. Let's look at why, you know, you're going through these problems with your body in terms of weight gain, for instance. And who is that wrinkly old woman in the mirror? And as you say so beautifully in these chapters, you're doing this with a compassionate, knowledgeable twist, which I really, really love. Now, I want to start with the first one. It's girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice, and that everything nice is estrogen. What does that mean?
I'm just setting the groundwork for all midlife women. Midlife, by the way, is everybody over the age of 40. And I just want to set the table so that we can understand what happens when we start, when our ovaries really start their journey towards menopause. That is perimenopause. And that starts somewhere in our 40s. And somewhere in our late 40s, early 50s, we hit menopause. It's really ovarian retirement. We stop making estrogen. And that's when women experience so many changes. We experience a lot of symptoms, by the way, during that perimenopausal journey. And they look a lot like the symptoms of menopause, flashes and sweats and brain fog and mood swings and aches and pains and low libido and everything we all know. It could take me all afternoon to list them for you. But really, the whole point of Menopause Confidential, you say that there's a lot of information there. Well, I decided that there wasn't enough good, easily accessible, understandable, evidence-based, completely up-to-date information in a funny voice from an expert who also happens to be going on the same journey. I'm on the same menopause journey, and maybe that's why you hear the compassion and the hope, because I think it's a very positive time of life. I think it's the best time of life.
I love it. And I love the way, again, you do this with, instead of that boring top-down, you know, here's some health evidence. It's sort of, you know, as it were, the WebMD way of looking at things, which is fine. You know, if you want to get some baseline information, that's great. But again, it's like you reach out to that woman in your book and you look at these issues. And when you say menopause confidential, why did you say that word confidential? What did that mean?
Well,
here comes the
secret, Pam. I originally wanted my book to be all pink, hot pink, and I wanted the title to be "I Am Hot!" exclamation point. But I got overruled by my publisher, HarperCollins. They thought it was funny, but they thought I should choose a different title. So it was a joint decision to come up with Menopause Confidential. There's so much information women don't know. I think of what to expect when you're not expecting. I think of it as the busy woman's guide to midlife women's health. And there's too much information women don't know, and we show up to the party completely clueless. Right after you have your babies, you get sort of shuffled off to the left, and the next group of women coming in having their babies are given all the attention in the office. And then, you know, what happens to the 40-somethings? What do we do then with all the changes that start occurring? So that's why the secret to the title is that I have secrets that I reveal in practically every chapter that women will want to know about.
Oh, I love it. All right, so I'm going to ask you some secrets so you can tease us here a little bit, if you don't mind. Well, let's look at female sexuality, right? And how you can boost your midlife sexual health. So, you know, most women are looking at themselves in the mirror, screaming and running, you know, running off to get their first consultation with a plastic surgeon, I'm sure, or just running off to Ben and Jerry's out of complete depression about what they just saw. You know, one is my patients say, one moment I'm an hourglass, the next moment I'm a shot glass. Suddenly everything just moved to the middle. I can't, you know, it's just so hard. So their body image is going down the tank, right? At the same time, weird things are going on. You know, what's happening with their ability to be able to think correctly, to be able to, there's that, what do you call it, the menofog, as you appropriately describe. And then they don't feel right anymore. Their level of energy is getting funky. Their sleep's getting funky. And it goes on and on. So that's got to affect how they feel about themselves. And the trickle down is that female sexuality gets a little bit complex. So work us through this one.
Well, there are so many questions in that question. Let's start with sexual health and wellness, which I detail a lot in the chapter called "The Vagina is Like Las Vegas, Baby." And what happens to women as we get older, perimenopause and menopause, there's a lot of changes that are going on. No one's explaining them. So I would like your listeners to know that it's normal to feel less interested in sex, especially if you're exhausted because you're up in the night sweating and you're fatigued all day and you're taking care of your children and your spouses and your pets and your everything, your career. So it is not, it is perfectly normal to feel less interested. We are making less estrogen and testosterone from our ovaries in our 40s. And when we hit menopause and our ovaries retire, we are no longer making estrogen and subsequently testosterone. And we need those hormones to be sexual beings in terms of what we used to know. So I like to tell women, things just change, but they can still be satisfying. And the first place we have to start is with vaginal health and wellness. So I say to ladies, do not forsake your vaginas. I give the secret homework assignment in the chapter, The Vagina is Like Las Vegas. We all have to pay attention to the health and wellness of vaginas, whether we are using them or not. In terms of the issue of weight gain that you discussed, the chapter called What's the Skinny on Weight Gain helps midlife women understand why we start to gain weight and place it right in our midsection. It really is a function of aging and lifestyle choices. So, you know, the most important thing that midlife women can learn from today is what they already know, that we have to choose healthier diets and we have to incorporate exercise daily if possible, but minimally 5 days a week. And when we start to make those changes in our lives, we will start to feel better. But here's the catch 22, yet another secret. If you feel so crummy because of your perimenopausal or menopausal symptoms, you are less likely to make those healthy lifestyle choices that we know that we're supposed to make. So, you know, what comes first, Pam, the chicken or the egg? I decided to answer that question once and for all in Menopause Confidential. I decided the chicken comes first. I just think that the word chicken is funny. So that's the correct answer to that question.
No, that's the chick in. I get it. It's the chick, right? We're doing the chick thing. It's a girl thing. It's a chick thing. When I wrote Fight Fat After 40, you know, I incorporated some of the work I have done at the National Institutes of Health looking at the whole issue of chronic, unmitigated, usually toxic stress and how that contributes to all of the other factors that pile on, you know, weight during the perimenopause and beyond. So women are at high risk for stressing out, for worrying, for anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. And during the 40s, because of family and professional work and all of these changing moving targets in their life tends to stir up the pot, on top of which your body's heading south. You don't understand what's happening, so now you've got even more stress. And so what do you think you do? The last thing you do is run to a gym and work out. What you do is you just sit there and you anesthetize yourself with more food. It's emotionally based eating. And then the last thing you feel like doing is getting up after that and doing a nice little walk with a buddy or something. And so I think what you've done beautifully here in the chapter, What's the Skinny on Weight Gain, is to really lay that out for a woman and to say, hey, we're all going through this. Relax. You know, that you're certainly not an exception here, more the rule. And that you just follow this wonderful blueprint for making appropriate lifestyle choices, understanding you're doing that at the same time your body is changing. It's in transition. And it's in a very gradual transition during this time. And so just be patient with this. But I think women feel better reading a book like Menopause Confidential because, one, you're an experienced obstetrician gynecologist who has lived through this, is living through this yourself, and has dealt with this with so many women out there. And that you're throwing out some real practical solutions for women to be able to navigate these very stormy waters at times, to say the least. You know, it's interesting. You have another one here that says, there's no rest for the weary. Tell us what that chapter is all about.
Well, that's to help women understand what happens to our sleep during midlife, during the perimenopause and menopause transition. Our sleep really becomes significantly affected. Every perimenopausal, menopausal woman knows this. So not only are we dealing with our children and our pets and our spouses waking us up, but we're dealing with our sweat, our hot flashes waking us up as well in the night, And we just don't spend enough time in deep sleep. So we really have to take charge and ownership of our sleep. And I always say to my own children, sleep is a gift. Give yourself the gift of sleep. And restorative sleep is pretty much all midlife women want, I think. Maybe we want a few other things. But
heck yeah, man.
but honestly, nothing is better than a good night's sleep. I think we can all agree that really will get your day off to the best and correct start. So I detail for women why we experience fractured sleep and what we can do. And everything is scientifically based. So this is not my opinion. This is completely evidence-based. It's just in my voice, which I try to teach with humor because I think that's the best way to teach. And by the way, Pam, you raised a concept before that I want to make sure your listeners understand. I am a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist, but I am only practicing gynecology. That's the care of non-pregnant women. I want your listeners to know that their beloved obstetrician is now no longer the right person to help them through this really exciting but confusing and complicated journey called perimenopause and menopause. And that is why they're frustrated when they go to their obstetrician's office and they're complaining of flashes or sweats or mood issues or fatigue or brain fog, and they're not getting the best answers. It's because the obstetrician is appropriately focused on the younger woman who's having babies. And so your listeners can go to, in my opinion, the best website to find a expert like me in their neighborhood. It's called menopause.org, menopause.org. This is the North American Menopause Society website, and if you type in your zip code, out will pop names of experts who are close to you, who really understand the changes that you're going through and the solutions that are available, both hormone therapy-wise and non-hormone therapy-wise. So I hope that's a secret now that we've just let loose for your listeners.
Well, you know something, Tara? That was one of the most powerfully important points you've made the entire time. And you've made a boatload of them. And that is, I think that women were never told that their OBGYN, see, we call them the OBGYN, right? That their OBGYN has to be now parsed out to GYN to the most expert person on this issue of a woman's transitions through perimenopause and menopause after the age of 40 or so for the grand majority of women. And that OB is basically meant for OB. It's basically women and young women and they're expert at that, and they spend the grand majority of their time dealing with that. So be smart out there, ladies, in her podcast land, and know what you're getting. Now, you mentioned hormonal replacement therapy somewhere along the line there, and you have this great chapter, because I know women constantly ask me this. Dr. Peek, how about those bioidentical, you know, hormones, and what should I do? Well, you have a chapter that's called Potions, Patches, and Pills. Oh, my. So talk to us. What's going on with that chapter?
for all, here's a great secret for all of your listeners. For women who are menopausal, right, that means that their ovaries have retired. They're no longer having menstrual cycles. They are no longer making estrogen. And for basically 80% of us, we're going to experience hot flashes on average for 7 years, and some of us for more than 20 years, and of course, a whole other host of symptoms. So if you are within 10 years of your last menstrual period and you are symptomatic and you don't have any interesting risk factors like breast cancer or a history of a blood clot, a stroke, a heart attack, most of us in this age group do not have that history, then we are candidates to choose hormone therapy for the treatment of our menopausal symptoms. And this is not controversial. So even though a very big study came out in 2002 called the Women's Health Initiative that frightened the entire land and really affected a generation of women who did not choose hormone therapy because they were terrified of getting breast cancer, it is now 2016, and we know so much more about that big study that frightened everyone. So the bottom line is, in terms of hormone therapy, if you're a symptomatic woman and you want to consider hormone therapy, find a healthcare professional who is focused on midlife women's health. And it doesn't have to be a GYN only. There are many fields in midlife women's health that can help you. You can, as I said, you can look online at menopause.org. And let's find out what your choices are. And let's take the fear of breast cancer, which is the biggest fear that women have, and let's clarify what the fear or what the risk really is. It's very tiny, and it's not complicated. I explain it all in that chapter called It's All About the Breast. So if you want to choose hormone therapy to treat your symptoms, you should absolutely have a discussion with your healthcare professional to find out what your individual risks and, more importantly, what your individual benefits are.
Okay, now, all these women out there are saying, wait a minute, I want to be, as you just said in another chapter, I want to feel like a natural woman, so I'm going to use bioidenticals, followed by, what the heck is a bioidentical? All right, go for it, Tara.
Oh, yes. Bioidentical, that's a fancy word that simply means estradiol. Estradiol is the estrogen that our ovaries made when our ovaries were making estrogen. So women hear the word bioidentical, and they've been led to believe that it's better or safer than any other estrogen choice. So let's be clear now, everyone, another secret. Bioidentical estrogens carry the same risk as every other estrogen, and they're no safer or better. There are FDA-approved bioidentical hormones, and then there are compounding pharmacy bioidentical hormones. And I really lay it out very clearly in Menopause Confidential that when in doubt, choose FDA-approved bioidentical hormones because they have been rigorously, scientifically studied and tested for safety and effectiveness. So it's a great choice for women, estradiol. And there are better ones than others.
Now, what about compounded, though? A lot of women say, oh, the most natural ones are compounded.
I love that word natural. The only natural estrogen out there is Premarin. It is made from pregnant mare's urine, and that is the only one that is natural. Every other estrogen, whether made in a compounding pharmacy or found at your local CVS, Duane Reade, Rite Aid, they all come from synthetic precursors. I liken it in my book to that episode in I Love Lucy where Ethel and Lucy are stomping on grapes in Italy. I think women think that there's somebody in the back room stomping on wild yams and producing a natural estrogen.
Yeah, I know. I get the same bad vision.
It doesn't happen that way. Everything is synthetic. There's nothing natural about it. There are so many great choices. As I said, with the compounding pharmacy choices, you simply do not know what you're getting. It is like the Wild West. So why go to the Wild West when you can get something that you know is safe and effective and the same every time you pick it up from your pharmacy every month? There's many differences between what you can get that's FDA approved and what you can get at a compounding pharmacy. There's no reason why women should spend lots and lots of money. It is not better, nor is it safer, to go to a compounding pharmacy. But you can read all about that in potions, patches, and pills. Oh, my.
I love it. You know, I think that women, well, when you said, I want to feel like a natural woman, which is, interestingly, the next chapter, what did you mean by that? I want to feel like a natural.
Yeah. You know? That's, by the way, a reference to Carole King's song, Natural Woman. Now you know I'm a 50-something.
Oh, my gosh. So, here we go.
So I'm referencing Tapestry. So here's the deal about natural remedies for the treatment of menopausal symptoms, which I detail, and I want to feel like a natural woman. Plenty of women don't want to use hormone therapy to treat their symptoms. Many women can't. Many women are afraid. And many women go to their local health food store or anywhere and pick up whatever the salesperson says is either the most popular or has a lovely packaging. And the bottom line is I detailed in I Want to Feel Like a Natural Woman everything that is scientifically proven to be helpful for the treatment of hot flashes, for instance, and everything that has been debunked, scientifically speaking. And I mean, if I could give one little secret takeaway from that chapter, it would be that black cohosh does seem to help some women some of the time. And here's a rule of thumb for all women who would like to try something natural. You may. And if it does not work for you after 3 months, it's not going to work. So I don't want to stand in the way of your trying acupuncture or yoga or many of the other products you've heard of, red clover and St. John's wort and maca and so forth. They have not been shown to be helpful in the treatment of menopausal symptoms, but some of you swear by them. So, okay, you may try them, but if you're still suffering after 3 months, it's time to go on to the next strategy.
I love it. And here's a natural strategy that definitely works. Are you ready? Ha! You mentioned it too, and you know my background, all about fitness, and that is if you want to get better physical, if you want to get better, period, but especially sleep. Physical activity really, really helps this. And then at the same time, stress resilience, learning how to calm down, meditate, all of those things truly do help overall sense of self, energy, sleep. Because, you know, women who are rolling into the perimenopause, stressed out of their brains, potentially depressed or have other mood disorders and back and forth, this complicates the entire journey, doesn't it, Tara?
Yeah, I find that most women are so busy, and as you know, they're stressed out because as a 40-something caring for children and your aging parents and your career and maybe a divorce, right, there's so much going on for the 40-something crowd. And many of us don't have time, frankly, to go to the gym necessarily. But we can all walk briskly. And the American Heart Association has given us the formula. It's 30 minutes, 5 days a week. That is to reduce your risk of heart disease, which is the number one killer of women in this country. So I hope all your listeners hear me very clearly. I want you to walk briskly wherever you go. It's 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and that counts. So you don't actually have to take a Zumba class. You can still get in your requirement while you're busily taking care of your extremely stressful lives. And here's another secret for those who are worried or concerned or unhappy about their weight changes. There is an equation in terms of exercise to help maintain and lose weight, and it's 60 minutes of aerobic exercise. This time it's 7 days a week. That's a lot, ladies. I know. But at least you know the equation. So don't tell me I go to class 2 to 3 days a week and I still can't lose any weight. That's because that's not the equation. You got to do it.
Well, that's true.
7 days a week.
That's absolutely true. Well, the other thing too, and you know, this is a nuance to this, and that is, you know, if you just add more intensity to it, you can actually take that time down, which basically means that high-intensity interval training can have that time very easily. But that means you got to work it more. You can't be doing the zombie walk, you know, around the neighborhood. You got to work it. Your girlfriends, get that little, you know, perspiration going on here. And then, you know, your reward will be you'll get a lot more done. The other thing, too, is to try to remain as vertical as possible throughout the day. So don't be, you know, becoming one with the couch, because just because you did your physical activity, say, in a half hour, hour, or whatever you did, right, you can't just sit the rest of the day. You've got to try to get up as much as possible. I'm a huge fan of standing desks and fun things like that. So all of that works. This is just fabulous, Tara. I mean, seriously, everyone out there, we've been talking to Dr. Tara Allman, and her book is an absolute must. It's Menopause Confidential, A Doctor Reveals the Secrets to Thriving Through Midlife. Yeah, you can thrive through midlife. No question about it, but it's just written with such a wonderful wit and wisdom. And seriously, just pull up a chair, you know, pour your tea or your coffee, and you're going to feel like Dr. Allman is sitting right there with you, because it's written beautifully and it's written with a tremendous amount of compassion. Why? Heck, she's going through it. She knows, and she's going to relate to you in a big way. And so you know you're getting the truth, in addition to a treasure trove of secrets. It's all good. Tara, thank you so much for being on the Herb Podcast.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Okay, and then to learn more about her wonderful work, go to Dr. Allman, that's spelled ALLMEN.com. And in addition, her Facebook, which is Dr. Tara Allman, her Twitter, @DR, that's Dr. Allman. And oh boy, I just think that there's lots of ways to be able to connect with this extraordinary expert in all things menopause, especially Menopause Confidential. Yay! Love it! Well, listen, remember to catch every episode of Her, including this one. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com, and please take 30 seconds and rate this podcast on iTunes. Why? Because we want to attract more people just like you to the show, and that happens when you take the time to rate it. While you're at it, please leave a review as well. Why? Well, I read these things. I'd love to hear from you. So bring it on. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and please stay well.